Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm where I am too, folks. I'm at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation in Norwalk, Connecticut, hard by to Stamford, hard by to New York City, not very far at all from there, about a 3 wood and a 9 iron from New York City. And in fact, I'm going to be going over there doing a little bit of visiting later on today. I'm looking forward to that. And we're having a good time this week, folks, here at the Dolce Center, interviewing people in the area, people, business owners, as you've heard, as you know, we've been doing this for 3 days, and we got one more outstanding individual sitting in front of me, Louis Gagliano. He's the president of Microcredit Businesses, and we're going to talk about capitalizing your small business. Lou, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Well, I can see that. I can see how it would be like a dream come true for you, right?
Yes.
You got here early. You couldn't wait to be here.
I got here early because I had to be ready for you because everybody told me that you're a great interviewer.
Well, and of course, they're all smart people who told you that. Right?
Yes, and they I'm sure they're right.
Lou, tell us about your company.
Our not-for-profit basically is targeted to helping small businesses of any size develop through a process of providing education, mentoring, nurturing environment, and finally financing. We've found that the route to developing small businesses was blocked by the ability of these individuals who had these ideas to realize them because they just didn't know how to implement them. And, mm-hmm. and finally, the most important thing for them, many of them, is the credit situation mm-hmm. where they just don't have access to funds. So our dream is to develop these businesses to the point that we make them bankable.
Well, and that's really smart because there are a lot of people out there who want to help people with provide capital. The SBA has loans that they offer. Banks do that sort of thing. But you're coming at it from a more comprehensive basis than a lot of people do, aren't you? I mean, somebody comes to you for a loan, it sounds to me like you basically say, are you sure you're ready for a loan?
Well, basically what we say to them, if they don't have an existing business but this idea, is you have to go through our education program first.
Right.
When we started this not-for-profit roughly 3 years ago, we found that the hole in the United States of taking some of the concepts of the Grameen Foundation of small loans through micro-lending was that the person wasn't ready to make this big jump from being an employee to running mm-hmm. their own business. So we have networked and we have found a training program, a 16-week program, offered by a national franchise called Workshops and Business Opportunities, WEBO, that was being offered in the Bridgeport area, and we have collaborated with them, and in essence, they become our educational program.
Mm-hmm.
Once the person goes through the 16 weeks...
What is that? It's not 16 weeks like in school, is it?
No,
it's
4 weeks of classroom activity and about the same amount of homework.
Okay.
They must.
But in those 4 weeks, are they dedicated during the day?
No, 16 weeks.
I mean, during those time, that time, what times of day are they in the classroom?
In the evening.
It's all in the evening. They can work their day job and go to class.
Exactly, because that's the profile that we're dealing with.
Right.
We're dealing with a person who has a day job who has this dream of owning their business. So they go through this 16-week training program. They must graduate with at least 80% attendance, so it shows commitment. And then we offer them entree into our program. And our program for people without a business who have this business dream is to put them into peer groups, 6 to 10 people. We put a mentor in that group, and we put a pot of money in the middle of the table, and we say, you make your own loans. You're
mm-hmm.
your own loan committee.
Mm-hmm.
They vote on whose business plan is the best.
Wow.
The person gets the loan. The facilitator or the mentor is there to facilitate the conversation but not make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And the next loan is funded as long as the first loan or the second loan is current. If there is a delinquency in the group, then the next loan is not made.
Now, Talk to us about some of the things that you teach them in this 16-week course.
We teach them budgeting. We teach them marketing. We teach them cost accounting. We teach them why a business plan is important. We teach them how do you sell. We teach them why insurance is important. Yes, you do have to pay taxes. What is tax reporting all about? The legal side of forming your LLC or whatever business type you want. So it's a very comprehensive syllabus.
Well, this is so smart and so much needed, Lou, because I tell small business owners all the time there are two sides to your business, two parallel universes. One is this thing that you do that you love, and the other is support, all the support and the administration that is required, which is what you just mentioned. We may not love that,
right,
but we got to be good at both of them. And that's what you're telling them. And I want you, when we come back after these messages, I want you to tell us a little bit more about that. This is fascinating information, folks. Very smart. And I know you're interested in this, because even if you've been in business for a while, folks, many of us need more help with cost accounting, budgeting, the other things besides selling the widgets that we sell. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lou Gagliano. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lou Gagliano is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with microcredit businesses in Westport, Connecticut. And Lou, did you know that today is the 35th anniversary of the Internet?
No, I did not.
1969, on this day, those first ones and twos went across from Stanford to UCLA, or the other way around. I've forgotten which direction it went in. How about that? That was a momentous day for history, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it changed a lot of how we do our business.
Changed the world.
Sure did.
It was the next leap in our journey of intellectual property, you know, from, I'm just imagining Mr. Gutenberg, you know, looking down on us from heaven or wherever he is, maybe looking up, I don't know, for all that, all I know, and just smiling about that. That's got to make him happy. He kind of got it all started, didn't he?
He sure did.
When he helped us put words on paper. Lou, we were talking about, folks, Lou's business is in helping, really, your business is helping dreams come true, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
And making sure that when people go into business, they not only get funded. I mean, I have people all the time email me, how do I get funded? Where do I get a grant? That's the most often asked question that I get, Lou, is I want to start a business, where do I get a grant? You know what I tell them? Grant died.
Right.
But you guys, your company, your organization, you want to help people make sure that when they get that money, that they're ready to take that capital and be successful with it.
Yes, and I think our motto says it all. It says helping people build strong businesses that build strong communities.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give the person a foundation for success, and the only way you do that is you have to provide education.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, for us, education is central to that whole process. We find many people have an idea in their head, can't get it to their mouth, which you need, obviously,
right,
to sell and market, and they sure as heck can't get it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So about a year and a half ago, through a grant that we got from a local foundation, we developed a program that we call English for Special Literacy. And that program is targeted and done in connection with UConn Stanford Continuing Education Group to provide this transition from head to mouth to paper. And it is targeted around writing a business plan at the end of this additional 12-week module that
we
are now offering. We had our first graduation class last year of 20 individuals.
Congratulations.
And I have to tell you, I was really moved because during the graduation, we selected four of the best business plans to be the presenters. And one of the individuals is a Chinese-American who started an export-import business. And I met him the first night of the class, and his ideas were very fractionated, to say the least. He was one of the winners and the presenters at graduation.
Wow. 16 weeks?
12 weeks.
12 weeks later?
12 weeks later in this particular module. So to me, that's what this is all about. It's providing skills so that people can make this transition from being an employee to owning their own business. And one of the points that I want to add is there is a psychological issue here, too. 71% of our clients are females. Many of them are single family, are single parent family units, and for them, and many of them minorities, for them, this bungee jump issue of changing their day job, where they have protection to be able to pay their rent, to this risk of starting their own business is a very difficult decision for them to make. And if they are not in a nurturing environment, they will fail. So what we do is we, through this peer group concept, this nurturing peer group concept, in a constant helping and nurturing of their thought process, and to help them define this risk issue, we make them understand it in a way that they can make the transition.
But what about after they graduate and they get the money? And by the way, what's an amount of money would be a typical
They start out with $1,000.
Okay, this is a loan, right?
This is a loan.
All right.
12-month, 7% interest loan.
Right. All right. So they start out with the money, and then after they leave you with the money, do you follow them? Do you stay with them? Are you available for them?
We are available for them. We have monthly meetings. Their groups get together often more than a month. The mentors are continually involved with them, talking to them about how they're maturing their ideas. While they're repaying their loan, we are available to help them, whether they need help in marketing or insurance or, you know, how do I file this tax return? We have people from SCORE, the retired executives, who've been mentors.
I was going to ask you if you've been plugging in with those guys.
SCORE has been just a tremendous resource for us. People's Bank has been a collaborator with us, a local bank here in Sheffield County. They are our bankable arm.
I was going to ask you, where does the money come from?
The money for us is all from contributions. We've been blessed with a very active and powerful board. And when I say powerful, I don't mean just in their giving, but in their giving of their time to help us develop this model.
Well, it sounds like you've got some people, you found some people that understand the future of the 21st century marketplace in this country, and I think around the world. See, I think you're onto something, Lou. I really do, and I want to ask you about I know that this is only available in Fairfax County. And you got how many people enrolled now?
We have 55 businesses.
Started with zero, now you got 55 businesses. So my question to you is this needs to be scaled. What are your thoughts on that? What have you guys been working on that?
Well, our scaling question is twofold.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I realize we're coming up on a break. Let me hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Lou Gagliano to tell us how microcredit businesses we're going to continue to talk about how they're helping small business owners wannabes, become small business owners more successfully, but also how they're going to scale this, because I know some of you around the country are saying, how can I get my hands on this kind of a program? And we're going to get them to tell us about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Robert Cray to take us off.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
We're back. It's 7 till.
I'm so happy.
Almost said 27. I don't know where that came from, but it's just 7 till, folks. Didn't mean to get you excited there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and that's where you can go later today and hear the archive of my interview, this outstanding interview, maybe the best I've ever done, with Lou Gagliano. It is the best one I've ever done with Lou, of microcredit businesses here in the Connecticut area, Fairfield County, Connecticut. And, Lou, you were telling us about, you know, I was saying that I think people are out there saying, you know, when are they going to take this show on the road and bring it to my town?
Well, I think, the issue really is you need a committed local presence to do this. You need a champion or a group of champions. You need a strong board as step one and two in this process.
So you see this as a grassroots local thing,
absolutely,
not something that's necessary that you could scale from here.
Well, we can provide...
You could help.
We could help provide the
mentoring
model.
And...
Yeah, and we, I've certainly talked to people in North Carolina about it.
Right.
Where I have some friends, and in Ohio. But really, it's a program that requires some local group of business people, I think, to come together and say, wow, this is a great idea. It's a way to build small businesses. It's a way to help inner-city areas, quasi-inner-city areas, revitalize.
I want to talk about that for a second. But see, there, as you know, there are incubators all over the country, business incubators. It seems to me that this would be a model, a product, a resource that could be packaged and sold or loaned or something to those incubators, because most of them are developed by the communities.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just thinking
but
out loud here.
I think
here.
The component that is missing often in that is this education and
right.
follow through.
That's what,
the loan is an important part of it, but frankly, the loan is the simplest.
I'm not even thinking about the loan. See,
right.
Because I know these incubators. I work
right.
with them, and they fill. They give people a place to be. They literally give them a location. But the education part, that's what continues to be missing.
The education part is easy, because the WEBO program that we have come to know is absolutely scalable, and it can be dropped into any local community as long as there is a group who's willing to teach
right.
it.
So if I know an incubator organization,
yes.
and I tell them about what you're doing, they get excited, they can contact you.
Absolutely. All right.
So in case I know somebody who's listening and they'd like to contact you, how would they do that?
You can either send me an email at ljgags@ljgags.com, or you can call me at 203-227-3483. That's my home personal business line. I'd be happy to talk to anybody.
That's ljgags@aol.com.
Yes.
Now, what about a website? You got a website for your organization?
We're developing it.
All right.
We should have it up in about 60 to 90 days.
And folks, if you're listening and you would like to contact Lou and you missed any of this information, as I said, you can go back and listen again on the internet, on the replay or the archive, or let me know and I'll make sure they get in touch with him. Okay. I know one of the passionate part for you of this is rebuilding communities,
right.
revitalizing urban areas especially. Talk to us about that for a little bit. We've got about 2 minutes.
The record is clear that small business growth in the United States, and I don't need to be singing to the choir, but I am, I guess, is the cornerstone of economic growth. So what we see here is that by building small businesses, we're doing several things. For the 71% of our population that we service that are women, many of them minorities with single parent minorities, we're changing how and where they can live by adding to their economic fortunes this startup business concept.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we're creating certainly taxable entities that will add to the local tax revenues of the communities we're talking about. Third, we're adding employment opportunities. We've had one employee 2 years ago who had 45 employees. He has now 85.
Wow.
That's a growth of almost double.
That's incredible.
He will reach $1 million this year in revenues, and he is our poster boy, clearly.
Yeah, I bet.
But the issue that we're really doing here is we're dealing with business development without the interference of government.
Right. Lou, thank you so much for that. I know you'd recommend the book Kitchen Table Entrepreneurs, right?
Yes.
It's a good one. A lot of good information in there that, folks, you can find that, I guess, where books are sold. Kitchen Table Entrepreneurs. Lou Gagliano with Microcredit Businesses. Lou, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you're doing for small business.
No, thank you for what you're doing for small business.
I appreciate that, Lou.
We all share in our passion.
Thank you very much, Lou.
God bless.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I got to wrap it up here. It's been a great week here at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation. Chris, Andy, Lou, Lynn and Holly and Josephine, Mike, all the folks here done a great job. We've had a wonderful time here. Thank you so much for the great hospitality. The next time you hear me, folks, I'll be back to regular. Notice I didn't say normal. Nothing's normal around here in our home environs. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.